Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, thank you for giving us another opportunity to encourage and inspire your people. Heavenly Father, bless those with ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Team XYZ is Pastor Shug, the voice of Generation XYZ, and I'm thanking you guys for continuing to fellowship and support the Kingdom-led platform. Now, don't forget to like, share, and share the gospel of God. Amen. Come on, Team XYZ, let's get a little praise in before we get into the word. This is Apostle Johnny Young with Elevated.
I was birthed out of the Spirit. I was born to do this. The wisdom the Spirit gives had the world looking clueless. My decisions affect many, so I'm walking in prudence. My emotions, they can't rule me, so I'm loving my Judas. I'm like, man, I'm elevated. My dude, seated with Christ, I'm sitting high. Delegated to rule and reign, I dominated. This is more than a song. This is it, the truth I spit and how he gave us a throne. Now ask about me. You don't believe that I'm seated? I got authority over Satan, so I know that he heated. I feed my spirit man the word, cause I know that he needed. Take the scriptures and get to read. Spirit feed, so I'm eating. New wine and old wine skins bursting and leaking. But Jesus, he came to fix it with the truth of the kingdom. We take the truth and break it down so you can know that the meaning to dominate. You sitting high, need to know that you're seated. I'm elevated.
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 Elevated. Elevated.
Elevated.
Elevated.
I'm
elevated.
Elevated.
Elevated. Elevated. Elevated. Elevated. Elevated. Elevated. Elevated. Elevated. Come on, Team XYZ. Let's get into the word today, and I am blessed to be back on the Kingdom-led, Spirit-led, Holy Spirit-led platform where less is more. We believe in less religion and more relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. And today, I want everybody to understand that I'm not going to be speaking to people directly. I'm not talking to names, I'm not talking to bodies, I'm talking directly to your spirit. So today, if there's going to be any title of this message or any title or label that you want to put on it, it should be spiritual stature. Today we're going to be talking about spiritual stature. My guiding verse, I'm going to be coming from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 4. And while you're turning there, I just want you to get into your spirit and really do a little bit of self-work and ask yourself, what is my spiritual stature? And we don't have to overcomplicate it. Are you tall? Are you short? Are you big? Are you small? Just think about that. Keep that in the back of your mind as you're listening to Generation XYZ today. So what it says in 1 Samuel 16 and 4, it says, so Samuel did what the Lord said and came to Bethlehem. And the elders of the city came trembling to meet him and said, do you come in peace? And he said, in peace, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. It goes on to say he also consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. So it happened when they had come, he had looked at Eliab, his eldest son, and thought, surely the Lord's anointed is before me. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not look at his appearance or at the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not a man, not as a man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Eliab and had him pass before Samuel. And Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Next, Jesse had Shema pass by, and Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen him either. Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel said to Jesse, are all of your sons here? Jesse replied, there is one left, the youngest, and he is attending to the sheep right now. Samuel said to Jesse, send word and bring him, because we will not sit down to eat this meal until he comes. Team XYZ, do you know who that son ended up being? David. King David. David that killed Goliath. So today, I'm not going to preach the same old David and Goliath story about how the small man beat the giant with a slingshot. No, I want you to understand that the Lord is not looking at your appearance or your height or your stature physically. He's trying to see what he can do spiritually through you. And understand that whenever people know God has called you, whenever people know that there is an anointing on your life, they tend to try to hide you. They tend to try to box you out. They even tend to try to project their insecurities on to you to make sure that you don't go forth or you don't go farther than they went. Oh, but the word that I just read told me, for the Lord sees not as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Generation XYZ, your spiritual stature has nothing to do with your height or how tall you are. Your spiritual stature is spiritual and it's through your heart. That's good. That's good, as my apostles say. I clap for you. Because Generation XYZ, I remember the days where I'm praying for a physical growth spurt. I'm praying, Lord, make me 6 feet. I'm praying, Lord, allow me to get a little length in my legs. But what the Lord was doing is, even though I didn't grow to be 6'1", even though I never hit a 17-inch growth spurt, and I'm exaggerating right now because I did end up hitting a little growth spurt later down the line. But what he was doing while I was praying those prayers asking for a growth spurt, see, I didn't put physical or spiritual in front of it. So whenever you just ask, God is going to send, but he's going to send it how he sees fit. So by the time I got done praying for a growth spurt, it was no longer me praying for the physical growth spurt. I ended up getting a spiritual growth spurt. That's good, Team XYZ. And with that spiritual growth spurt, I was able to turn at a 180-degree angle. And I was able to look back on where those prayers took place. I can look back on who I was when I was praying those prayers. I could look back at how tall I was when I was praying those prayers. And I could thank the Lord today because the spiritual growth spurt ended up turning me into a giant. The same growth spurt that I thought was going to come physically came spiritually. So when people say, how didn't you preach for 10 long years? I was in the middle of a spiritual growth spurt. Never mind, Team XYZ. We gonna change the title of this message to spiritual growth spurt. Because there's some things that God is doing in your life. See, Jesse replied, there is still one left, the youngest. So he wasn't as old as the seven other sons. And daddy didn't even think to bring him out and present him to Samuel just based upon the fact he thought the other seven, oh, they gotta be anointed before my youngest. And what Jesse said is so transparent on the world and how they look at God's chosen people and how they look at God's sons and daughters. He said he is tending to the sheep. Now get this. You done lined up 7 sons. The most handsome, the tallest, the smoothest, the coolest. You done went and found all 7. And Samuel, the man of God, said, the Lord has not chosen him either. And then the man of God has to tell, this is me talking spiritually, because XYZ, we have to begin to understand and put ourselves in the shoes of Samuel, of David, of Jesse, and start to piece together these stories that we heard and no longer look at them as history, but look at them as revelation. He said, there is still one left, the youngest. He is tending to the sheep. Samuel said to Jesse, send word and bring him, because we will not sit down to eat the meal until he comes here. God is growing you. God is making people pick you out in the middle of places that you ain't even in. I had to get my Houston vernacular out for that one. Because understand that the man of God said, send word and bring him. Send word. Go get him. I'm looking for him. The youngest. The one that's tending to the sheep, quote unquote. The last. Don't confuse stature with ability. God will send word about who you are, and you don't have to hope to be tall. You don't have to pray for him to give you a physical growth spurt. God is sending word about you in rooms that you ain't in, and you don't have to be 7 foot nothing to get in there and be recognized. It's better to be looked at as a giant than it is tall. Yeah, XYZ. A giant is who you are. Tall is what you are. Tall is a descriptive adjective. Giant is a noun. Height, that's cool and all. But I gotta ask you, is your spirit courageous enough to see the opposition be taller than you in physical stature and you still rise up and knock them out? Oh, I'm preaching now, XYZ. Because understand, that's the same spirit that Samuel sent word and said, bring him to me. See, this is at the beginning of David's story. But God already had anointed David to the kingdom of God before he killed Goliath, before he became king, before he went on to have Solomon and train him up. Come on now, XYZ. What is your spiritual stature? Because if your spirit, if your heart, if that ain't courageous, if that's not loving, if that can't be worked through, then your physical height does not matter. All of them adjectives that we can put on ourselves won't matter if we don't start becoming the nouns that God has called us to be. Person, place, or thing. You got to stop worrying about how they describe you. You have to stop worrying about how they look at you. You have to stop worrying about what they're saying about you. Because when God gets ready to anoint you, he'll go through 7 different sons, 7 different daughters to get to you. And then he won't allow anything to happen until you come. Come on now, XYZ. Let me keep going. Let me get back to the scripture. Luke 2 and 52 says, "And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man." Now put yourself in Jesus' shoes for a minute, Team XYZ. I know that Western religion has taught us that we cannot step and we cannot feel Jesus' shoes. But here today on Team XYZ, Generation XYZ, the spirit-led, kingdom-based platform, I'm coming to tell you that's a lie. So Luke 2 and 52, Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. So I want you to put yourself in Christ's shoes. If you're asking for the growth spurt, if you're saying, "Lord, how do I increase my stature?" You seek wisdom instead of the growth spurt. This is testimony. You claim spiritual favor, young queen, young king. Because it says, "And Jesus increased in first wisdom." So when he increased in wisdom, then came in stature. So the wisdom, glory be to God, Holy Spirit, this is good. So as he increased in wisdom, his stature built up. As his stature elevated, he got in favor with God and here, last but not least, amen. Two, understand the order. Wisdom, stature, favor, God, man. Seek the wisdom. Claim the favor. We got to get ready to go, XYZ. I got to get ready to end this thing. I got about 3 minutes. Romans 8 and 38 says, "For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Team XYZ, this is why we say that there is no distance between Christ, his church. XYZ, understand, this is why we say that God wanted sons and daughters and not disciples. Because it's the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is not worried about how tall you are. Understand, overstand, understand that the only thing that is worried about you physically is the enemy. I'm going to say that again. The only thing worried about your body is the insecurities projected from the enemy. God is in the spirit business. We're supposed to be God to this realm. He speaks to us. We speak to things. That's how it goes. So God is not interested in your physical growth spurt. Or your physical height, I should say. But what he is interested in is reconnecting the relationship back with you. That's the main thing. If he can get you to come back, whether you 5 foot, 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, as Lil Wayne say, as long as he can get you back in the relationship, as long as you Don't go separate. No matter what trial, what tribulation, what mountain, that's what he's concerned with getting you over. When I was playing basketball, I was constantly up against taller opponents. Every weekend. Every week. And in those moments, whether I was in the post, in the game, on the top of the key, the only thing that kept them from getting a bucket on me, it wasn't my height. It was my Holy Spirit-led ability. Let me be clear. It wasn't my height that kept Tyrese Maxey from scoring. It wasn't my height that kept Mike Miles from scoring. It wasn't my height that kept Cade Cunningham from scoring. It was my Holy Spirit-led ability. The favor of God, this is how good God is. The favor of God would allow me to take down, defend, steal the ball from, play against 6'3", 6'4", point guards regularly. Now, Pastor Shug ain't nothing but 5'9". But go ask Sam Houston State Assistant Coach, Coach Anthony Fobb, about Pastor Shug. Go ask him about Atlanta and the Adidas gauntlet when Texas Pro had to play against the NY Jayhawks. And you can ask him just about how good God is. Because it wasn't Pastor Shug that was so great, so tall, so long, and so cold that kept the NY Jayhawks 6'5 point guard. I remember it like it was yesterday. That boy was nice. But it wasn't nothing that Pastor Shug did. It was the Lord that shut that man down. But it's in my kingdom DNA. It's in my heart. It ain't got nothing to do with physically. In my heart, I believe that I could take down giants. So guess what? The moment that in my heart I believe that I could take down giants, the Lord can work through that kingdom DNA. And now we can do nothing but conquer. And my height can do anything but get in the way. Alexa, go to YouTube, Generation XYZ. We finna close out.
Searching YouTube.
We finna close out. It starts with your heart, Team XYZ. It starts with your spiritual growth. I know that we would all love to be tall. We would all love to be 6 feet, and I know I was there. But there's spirits that are hindering us from being all that God intends for us to be. There was a spirit hindering me from being all God wanted me to be because I was insecure about my height. But the day that I said, Lord, it doesn't matter if I hit the growth spurt. It doesn't matter how big my opposition is. I don't care how tall the task is. The moment that I looked up at God, he made me a giant. It's in your kingdom DNA, Team XYZ. Now today, I don't want to leave here without giving you the opportunity to get saved. If you listen to this message and it's impacted your heart, your spirit, and your soul, I want you to repeat after me right now, Generation XYZ. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned and I can't save myself. Today I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. Come into my heart. Make me a new creation. Devil, get out of my life. I serve you no longer. Jesus, it's in your name I do pray. Amen. Team XYZ, if you just repeated those words and you believed them and you got faith in them, know that you just got saved. That's all it takes. You now have the promise of eternal life and all the benefits that come with it. So go forth, be blessed, and continue
all about Christ, can't turn your backs, can't get it right.